I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Disaster, war, and politics. These are pretty much all you get when you turn on the news these days. But there are reasons to celebrate, too, because now, more than ever, you can be part of an historic solution. For instance, 8 days ago, a deadly landslide triggered by unusually heavy rains buried the Christian village of Mauchi, Myanmar. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says,
I believe that there's 792 victims that are now displaced, that are staying in a church, a middle school, an old hospital, and a high school.
Yes, it was 8 days ago, but we're just now getting word because communications have been offline since the landslide, and there's no electricity. No aid either.
There's a lot of medical needs. They're trying to get food and temporary housing to these people. You know, it's a very poor village. Communications are difficult because this is a village that's in a very remote area in the mountains.
In-country partners are trying to figure out how they can get help to remote areas where the bridges are out. By helping the local church help their neighbors, a unique story is told.
If it's something that we can do in a timely manner where we can get a team in, then we'll actually carry whatever supplies they need in with the team. It's for them to see the body of Christ come alongside them and to be reminded and strengthened in their own faith that God loves them and that He is providing for them.
And you don't have to be in an isolated village to not make the headlines. The Ukraine crisis has been going on for over a year, and virtually nobody's paying attention. The supposed de-escalation of fighting is good, for now. Ukraine's government doesn't think it'll last very long, though. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock just returned from the war zone.
A little bit of that Soviet-era thinking seems to be creeping into the occupied or the separatist areas in the east, where some of these churches are really being pressured.
Despite persecution, believers are holding out. They're helping others to hang on, too.
The infrastructure has been destroyed. They live in poverty. But this is the answer, the gospel answer, that gives us peace and hope in the middle of the storm.
Look for the link to SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund on our website to stand with them. For now, keep the families who are in the war zones as well as the believers who are helping them in your prayers. You're listening to Mission Network News. On a different note, Operation Mobilization's Freedom Climb's coming up. Haven't heard of it? Well, it takes everyday women onto trails and mountains around the world. After getting some sponsorship from their community, they help free enslaved and oppressed girls. And now, OM's looking for a few interns who would be willing to come along. Do you have a heart to open doors for oppressed women? Well, get ready for an adventure and sign up with links at our website. You can also open doors for oppressed kids through Compassion International's sponsorship program. You'll be sharing news about Jesus and helping them to embrace their dreams. Take a look at Sarah May. She used to be a shy girl from the Philippines, but being sponsored helped her grow into a leader. And today she's going to college for a journalism degree. God used her sponsorship to prepare her for the upcoming and the unknown. So how will God use your sponsorship for kids in poverty today? And while ministries like Compassion are meeting needs internationally, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is looking a little more local. Founder Ron Hutchcraft says social media can actually draw people to the church.
Unfortunately, a lot of churches have used their website mostly to promote themselves, deepen your love relationship and your marriage. But what we should lead with on our church websites is felt need help. How to parent, how to deepen your love relationship and your marriage.
In other words, let's meet people where they're at.
We need to begin to listen to people who are in touch with lost people, then start to create out of that the kinds of things that would attract people, that would help people coming to a Christian website.
For more on this story or others you've heard today, visit us online at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all of the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.